It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes. I'm Larry Richard, and back and forth we go as we get into this last weekend before the election. The name calling, I guess the word of the week was garbage. It started Sunday night in Madison Square Garden with a comedian referencing that to the island of Puerto Rico, then what President Biden said, and back and forth. And the latest is a fireside chat with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson in Arizona. And he had a sit down with Donald Trump this week and got his response to former Vice President Dick Cheney endorsing Kamala Harris in line with his daughter, former Congresswoman of Wyoming, Liz Cheney. Here's what Donald Trump had to say.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter's a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Not exactly where he went with that response, but back and forth it goes. And joining us, KDKA-TV's political analyst, John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good to be with you and all your listeners.
Just when you think it can't get uglier, it does.
Yes, it does.
The ugliness of the ads in particular, and you have told us many years, because we even had people this week say, why are they allowed to say things that aren't true?
Yeah, well, yes, and it's good to always go back to that. There's a First Amendment right for candidates running for public office to lie about each other, and they do. Unlike you and me, if we were selling a product or service on radio or television, we would be bound by truth in advertising laws. Candidates are not. And so they're free to say things that are deceitful, nasty, untrue, total lies. They can exaggerate themselves and how wonderful they are. I mean, it's basic American politics, and it's been that way, frankly, since the days of George Washington. We had actually, in some of the earlier days, we had even worse negative attacks, although they didn't have the medium of social media and the like to spread it as much as they can, as we do today. So it's basically, it's disgusting. And frankly, at this point in the campaign, I suspect most Americans feel as you and I do, that it's that they're sick of it, that it really is time to stop. But, you know, the other impact I worry about is the coarsening of our own behavior, because hearing the way these candidates talk about each other or their surrogates talk about each other really, I think, impacts the way we engage in conversation with each other. And that's not good either. So it's really, this has been a very difficult campaign.
It has, and the momentum has built. And of course, when Joe Biden stepped down and took himself out of the race, it ratcheted into another level. Here we are the weekend before the election. The country statistically is split right down the middle on most polls within the margins of error. Nobody's 100% certain which way it's going to go. And then after the election, John, as you know, there will be questions and scrutiny about election security and those kinds of things. And this could go on for months, potentially.
Well, it could. I think a lot depends on whether there's a landslide for one candidate or the other. We know that, I mean, Donald Trump has done this in years past. He's going to contest. He's going to protest. He's going to file lawsuits no matter what happens if he loses. If he wins, I don't think we're going to see any of that. So, and if Kamala Harris were to win by big margins, whatever protest there is on the Trump side is not going to go anywhere, because it probably also means that the Democrats are winning nationwide for the House of Representatives as well. So I don't know that it's all doom and gloom yet, that this election will go on for months and months. I don't think we will know that until Wednesday or Thursday of next week. I think it is fair to say that given the methods by which we vote, and each state is different, and in some states, like Pennsylvania, the counties can be different, it may take a little bit to know who actually has won all the votes. So for a candidate to declare victory on election night is just, it makes no sense at all, because we're not going to know. And we're not going to know in part because the West Coast doesn't shut down till after 11 o'clock our time. Hawaii later, Alaska later. So
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, if this comes down to just one or two Electoral College votes, this is going to take us into the week to know who won.
We're with KDKTV's political analyst, John Delano. John, that said, for Donald Trump, who has faced a lot of legal challenges, all of those things have been kicked down the road till after the election. And
yes,
the Supreme Court ruling on immunity, too, is yet to be sorted out. So all of that kind of hangs over whatever happens on Tuesday into Wednesday.
Yes. Well, I think it's fair to say that if Donald Trump wins, he will use the Justice Department to dismiss all the federal lawsuits against him. So they will disappear, and there will be no court cases with respect to his actions on January 6th or the documents he took from the White House after he was president, all that kind of stuff. Those cases will go away. Now, the state cases still remain, and so there will be the monies that he has to pay because of the sexual harassment case, the defamation case that came out of sexual harassment, and some of the other cases as well in terms of his dealings in New York State. Those cases would remain. He can't, just because he's president doesn't mean they disappear all of a sudden, but they could be put on hold for a while. If he loses the election, presumably those cases stick around. What the outcome is, we don't know. So it's I don't think those cases have really borne much relevance in this campaign. I think this campaign has moved on to other issues.
Yeah, it has. And they've all been, again, kicked down the road till after the election. So
right,
not to appear to influence it, even though there is some influence of some sort.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to matter, right?
No, I think that's right. I think that this election is coming down to the basic arguments of the campaigns. That is, the threat to democracy, the issue of reproductive rights, abortion rights, women's rights, the issue of immigration, and the issue of the economy. Who can do the best and the most for middle-class Americans? Both candidates have their agendas, and people can make a choice on all of these issues. And I think ultimately, as in every single election, Larry, what really counts is who comes out to vote. and the question of whether one side or the other is more incented to vote or not, who knows? The fact that this is a jump ball election suggests that anybody who cares about who the winner is ought to be voting on Tuesday.
And that said, again, want to reiterate, if you have had a mail-in ballot, Allegheny County election officials saying, don't mail it. You should have done that by yesterday.
Yeah.
Bring it to one of the 10 ballot drop boxes in the county. Those sites are available online on Allegheny County's website. And then if you can't physically, because if you bring it to those sites, you have to prove who you are, right?
Yes.
Unless there are some mitigating circumstance, physiologically or otherwise, which you can check those on the website as well.
Right. And ultimately, if you can't do any of this, still go to your polls. If you haven't been able to cast your vote or get your vote into the right office, because in some of the outlying counties, you have to go to the county elections office, and they may not be open over the weekend. You'll have Monday to do that. But if you can't do any of that, you can always go to your polling place on Tuesday and ask for a provisional ballot. What's a provisional ballot? It's exactly like it sounds. It's a ballot. You get to vote, but it's provisional because there'll be a determination afterwards whether your vote gets to be counted or not. And if you have not cast a ballot by mail, your provisional ballot is most likely going to be counted. So going to the polls on election day is always the last resort for those who have tried to vote in other ways. And I would encourage people to do that.
And I always appreciate your time and input, John. We'll look forward to your coverage, KDK TV. And you're going to need to get some rest this weekend because I don't know that that's
going to happen. I don't think it's going to end this weekend, Larry. These candidates keep coming back and back and back. So we are very wanted at the moment. All the voters of Western Pennsylvania, very much wanted.
And Marty Griffin sent me the story from the Wall Street Journal that says, literally, Pittsburgh is the center of the political universe. Who knew?
Who knew? Yeah, well, we knew.
Yeah, we knew.
You and I knew. We knew.
John, thanks again. Have a good weekend.
Hey, great to be with you. Everyone have a nice weekend.
KDK TV's political analyst, John Delano.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.